What's good, Karina with Gems podcast listeners, wherever you're listening from, just know that I appreciate you for clicking in on the podcast and subscribing or leaving a rating or a review. I'd appreciate that. If you are on Apple Podcasts, it should be easy. I think you can still leave a review from Spotify, but for sure you can leave one on Apple Podcasts. And today I wanted to talk about showing up for yourself and why that matters. And also I wanted to share some of my favorite female artists and why they inspire me, and just like, you know, because music is very impactful. So I wanted to talk about that with you guys. So let's just start off with showing up for yourself. And if you hear me take little breaks, I might edit them out, but why would I edit out? If I want you to have a coffee with me, okay? This is one of those talks. So I'm here drinking a frappuccino. So showing up for yourself requires energy. All right, so if you want to start showing up for yourself every day and making it a habit, you have to be okay with change. You have to be okay with changing up your patterns, not staying in the same loop of how you go about things. You'll actually be surprised of how much more you get done if you change something up in your routine, like, you know, spicing it up, like go to the gym earlier in the morning some of the days of the week, or take your dog for a walk, or, you know, just get some sunlight. Our bodies need that more than we even think, right? Because we all tend to just go on our devices and scroll and just let ourselves slip from reality, which is really easy to do that. But if you want to have a grip on your reality, if you want to show up for yourself, you have to exercise your mind. Along with exercising your mind, exercise your body. Along with exercising your body, you're exercising for the bigger picture, really. And that's the point I wanted to get to. I just wanted to share something with you guys. So I had been going live on TikTok and, you know, mindlessly knowing like, okay, maybe in the future I'll be making money here on TikTok, like, for sure. But little did I know, I was making money the whole time. I just never withdrew the money. And this is just alone going live on TikTok, earning little roses, rewards, the little rewards that people give to content creators. And, you know, that made me really happy because today I took money out that I made, and just to be able to scroll and see all of the little donations I was given during my lives, it just motivates me to go harder and in the meantime, you know, do what I've been doing. And yeah, so just showing up for yourself goes into the bigger picture. You know, later on it comes with rewards, and it's so rewarding for me to, you know, create something just as a little baby seed, and then to see it grow, to see it actually flourish, and to see that I actually created income without working for somebody. That makes me really happy, and that makes me really determined to just continue making my own money. And that's the route that I've always wanted to take in life, the entrepreneur route. Because yeah, I have a lot of strong viewpoints and thoughts, but throughout the year of 2023, I'll be sharing more of my viewpoints. But yeah, just showing up for yourself, you guys, comes with rewards. It might not seem fun in the moment, during the process, or during the waiting season of seeing if something's gonna actually grow, seeing if something's gonna actually prosper. You know, I just was laser focused. I was just tunnel vision for majority of this year, and to see that things are growing, to see that things are, that I'm making impact on people's lives, that I put my all into the impact is what matters. And sharing this with you guys, you know, it's a little testimony. It's just something that, a little milestone for me. Like, I've already been making money from clientele through TikTok, but now that I'm actually just making it through the app is insane to me. You know, I do have a little bit of a following on YouTube, and I do plan on growing my YouTube, but you know, that comes with a new skill and that comes with new things, and I'm just ready to get more technologically advanced this year. You know, I'm really gonna put my nerd cap on, which I've already been, but I'm gonna be more focused and I'm gonna be more proactive in learning, you know, just the ways I can set myself up for success. And the most amazing part about that is just me going to dig for, you know, the answers and going to seek the mentors and putting in the work, you guys. Like, just putting the work into the bigger picture. You think, oh, maybe talking to this person won't help me, but talking to certain people that are doing their own thing as well, you know, getting little advice, little tips, even just getting a little advice in staying focused, and just the exchange creates abundance. And that's something I told my boyfriend recently, and he really put some thought into it. Like, oh yeah, exchanging energy does create abundance. It really does. And that's the point that I wanted to get to. It's like, modern day culture is so closed off. We are so closed off to hearing how other people make money or how other people got it. But really sharing gems and tips and advice goes a long way to helping your people out. You know what I mean? So I want to help you guys out. If you have any questions about content creating, about being confident on the screen, being confident on here on podcasting, or like, just if you want to learn anything, come to me, DM me on my Instagram, Karina Paris, KarinnaParis, and a girl will help you out, okay? Because I understand how it was to start. I started in 2019 this podcast, which led me to starting YouTube, which led me to starting TikTok in 2020, end of 2020, 2021. Around that time, I started TikTok. And yeah, it's been going very well. Going on to my second year of content creating on TikTok, you know, you can really do something for yourself if you believe in yourself. And yeah, I know there's a lot of young people that listen to me here on my podcast. And even if you're not younger than me, I'm only 21. But I've had this idea to grow my own platforms for a long time. I just wanted to make sure that the impact I was making was important, and that I found my voice, and that I found the direction I wanted to go in. And I really feel like I am establishing that, especially this year coming up, because I incorporate everything that I love to do in Karina with Gems, and everything that I plan to do will align with my impact, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's just, I'm so happy to be saying that. I feel like a real businesswoman nowadays. I was talking to my dad the other day, and I told him, Dad, I'm really a businesswoman. And he just laughs, and he's like, I know, he sees it in me. And that's the only thing I need to know, is my mom and my dad believe in me. Shit, I believe in me first, but as long as they believe in me too, you know. And my mom has been very supportive through the process too. You know, my peoples. But yeah, you guys, I love you guys so much. So now I'm going to be talking about Some of my favorite female artists. Coffee sip. Get your coffee because we're going to be talking about some of my favorite female artists and why they're my favorite female artists. The impact they made on my life and why. Okay, let's start. I wrote a little list. I might not name all of my favorite female artists, but these are some and some really good reasons why. Our first favorite female artist is the one and only Sade. Sweet operator. Not sweet. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. Right? Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. Yeah, she always just is a vibe. You know, I remember when I first started at the Bean, the Bearded Bean, one of my old co-workers, her name was Val, and she was pregnant at the time. She was sweet, very sweet, sweet mama. She's a mom now. Congratulations to her. But when I first started out there, she told me that, oh, who do you want me to play, right? Like, for the music. And I told her, Sade. And she's like, okay. And we had, like, a little rush. And after the rush, she's like, you know, this is, like, the perfect station to have on. Like, the music is just really good. And I was like, I know. You know, Sade is just a very good, smooth voice to have in the background of any setting. So that is why I love Sade. Sade just... she's just like a mermaid. Her form, she's beautiful, of course. Her voice is beautiful. Her lyrics are impactful. She has amazing style. You know, she's like the art of music. She is the art. You know, it's hard to explain, but the artist is the art, right? And she just makes up for her music. The way she shows up. But yeah, so my next favorite artist is Lauryn Hill. Okay, because Lauryn Hill, one time I watched this interview from Lauryn Hill, and she was at a college, or she was talking to a bunch of people, and she was just dropping gems. I had chills the whole time watching it. Not only is Lauryn Hill a great artist, she is a great voice for the youth. You know, she gives great advice for artists, and she really touches on the true aspects of life and spirituality and diversity and understanding, right? She has a major voice. And she had a major impact on female artistry and realness in the industry. So that's why I really love Lauryn Hill so much. Look into her story a little bit about her song Zion and what that means. I'm not going to get into it, but that part of her going against the industry because she wanted to become a mother. And she wanted to raise her children in a positive lifestyle. Check that out, because she had a lot of problems with the industry when she got pregnant. Anyways, next we got Tori Kelly. Okay, Tori Kelly is not only a great performer, but she is also very, very impactful, because I feel like she has a strong moral system. You know, she stands for equality. She stands for artists to have their own voice in the industry. She's a very clean artist. Like, she's not explicit and stuff. And I really like that she is a clean artist, and she's remained that, because she is, like I said, she stands on her morals, giving Lauryn Hill vibes as well. And yeah, she has a beautiful voice. She inspired me to continue my love for guitar, continue my love for music. She was just a very impactful artist when I was growing up. Next person that we have on the list is Ayama. Check out Ayama. She is a UK artist. I don't know if she's performed in the US, but hope cross to fingers that she comes to the US. I like her style. She has a very fashionable style that inspires my style a little bit when I want to get super dolled up to perform. I think of Ayama, I think of her hair looks, I think about her makeup looks. She's just gorge. Okay, whoever styles her, if she styles herself, she's a fashionista. But Ayama not only is about her looks, but her choice of words. It's her choice of words that are very poetic, and it just hits the soul, it hits the heart. And yeah, I really look for that in artists, is their lyricism. I love her different genre mashups. You know, she does that soul R&B. She adds a little twist of rap in there, a little twist of jazz. You know, she has all of the elements that I love to listen to. So that's why I love Ayama. She also helped heal my heart through a hard time. And shout outs to her, because she knows what the woman's need in times of healing. All right, next artist we have is Joy Crooks. Joy Crooks is another UK artist. You guys hop onto the UK artists because they are fire. And then maybe the next podcast we'll do is some of my boyfriend's favorite artists. But okay. So Joy Crooks is one of my favorite artists as well, because she incorporates and is very comfortable incorporating her her ethnicity, where she's came from. She is she stands for woman. She is modest but has edge, and which I really like. She has this freedom about her that is captivating, and her choice of words are very insightful and eye-opening. She likes to, I feel like, bring out that inner voice to the forefront of how she feels, and always hearing that loud inner voice in music helps me during my times that I need a provoking song. I listen to, you know, Power by Joy Crooks is good. Since I Left You. She has just like some really gut-wrenching songs that you listen to and you're like, you feel it, right? Or Mother, May I Sleep With Danger, or something like that. I Got a Bad Feeling is a good one. Got a bad feeling. Such a bad feeling. I wonder if I'm here. And her voice and melody and range is just, it makes you want to dance. It makes you want to sing. Next people that we have on the list of my favorite female artists is Oshun, a duet of two amazing women, Tondi and Niambi. And as I like to watch Lauryn Hill interviews, I also like to watch Oshun interviews. Growing up, they were a huge inspiration to me just by their confidence. Oh my god, these women's confidence are up there, and they're very spiritual and in tune. And I like that they call out the government, they call out the system, they're real. And I think they're both fire signs, but they have a song that I really like that talks about that they flow like the water, but they're fire signs. And I just really love the incorporation of their spirituality into their music, and their vocal range is just beautiful. It reminds me of the next person that I wanted to, it reminds me of a little bit of like Erykah Badu when I hear their singing, but it has more of a kick like Lauryn Hill when she raps, or like Erykah Badu when she raps as well. They have those
the flow / the fire. They bring the fire and the water, and I really love that about this duet, this duo here, Oshun. So shout out Oshun, goddess vibes, everything. The next person we have on the list, might as well just talk about Erykah Baidu, and her flow range is my favorite because she's not afraid to bring it up here and then bring it down here, and she, everything she says is just beautiful, right? Her voice is just enchanting. Her voice is everything, which makes up for that Piscean energy as well that I really love about her. And her music is just the epitome of Pisces. Like, you know, we live in our own world, creating our own reality. We are the creators. We are the visionaries. We are the thought provokers. We hold a lot of emotion in our voice, in our artistry, in our music, and everything. So, yeah, that's why I love Erykah Baidu. Last person on the list before I get going is Nia Nia Saltina, I guess that's how you say it, but she is a new one that's added to this list of favorite female artists, because so far what I've heard from her has impacted me a lot in my artistry. She has a smart range of words, and I like how she mixes her flows. Like she really uses her range in different forms, and that really inspires me. She's just very inspiring because I feel like she didn't have to make that much music to be recognized. She was recognized from the jump, and that's what I really liked about her, because she stuck with, I feel like she's the kind of person, she knows she's an artist and it reflects on her work. I'll be back soon with some more juicy topics and some more people that can come on. So peace out, y'all. Love you. Bye.